deliver me from them all. Still can't believe. Still can't believe. Oh, on the raging wave. Oh, Lord. An incredible God. Jesus.
One by the fire.
You know, I just woke up this morning and made me a little coffee, a little toast, a little bowl of oatmeal, and I realized that it was Mother's Day. Wow! Mother's Day in Los Angeles. And I'm alive in the year 2021. Thank you for coming to my website. I don't have too much to say, I guess if I'm supposed to speak about moms, I'm listening to a number on my Pandora Music, Youthful Praise. That's the name of the group, Incredible God, Incredible Praise. God is incredible. And I was thinking about this. I said, you know, black people have a way of taking the church song off the paper and putting it dead in the middle of your heart. And you can't help but to listen to this young man. He's saying everything that I feel right now. Yeah, boy, sing.
You deserve an incredible praise.
Yeah.
Incredible God, Jesus. Incredible.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking, back in the day, if you know, when I was pastoring, and if you sung like that, I would think that that would be dishonoring God in some kind of way, because you weren't saying anything but one phrase over and over and over again. But I want to share this with you. If you say that in your heart and soul over and over and over again, and you know God on a personal level, then tears will start to flow and the praises shout out from the heart of the worshiper. I love black people's worship music. I love my people's worship music. I love it when the worship draws God in me and then let God flow through me and out of me, out and around to everybody else that I know. Not going to get mushy on you this Mother's Day morning. I already text my daughter and told her how pleased I am that next to my mommy and my wife, she's the third best mommy that I know on the planet. And then, of course, my oldest daughter, who didn't wish to conceive children, she will always be like my fourth mommy to me because she takes care of me so much. Incredible God is worth incredible praise. I think of the blessings on this Mother's Day that I experienced. You hear my dog in the backyard? Letting all the neighbors' dogs know I am here. That Harcourt is here. On this Mother's Day, overcast, cloudy day in Southern California. But as usual, it burns off. And when it burns off, behold, all things are new. It's a wonderful time of the year. It's a time for planting in the garden. I'm still harvesting my greens. I'm going to have a few more of those today for lunch and just continue to do what I'm doing. And I want you to continue to do what you're doing. Don't get hooked up on the news. Try to stray away from that. That stuff's not important right now. Happy Mom's Day to all you mothers that are truly living up to the standard of the right kind of mama. You taking care of your family, taking care of your man, taking care of your babies, taking care of your friends, your loved ones, even those that don't love you. You know, I thought about this too because I was comparing myself to some of the Somali people that are going through tremendous suffering right now. Living conditions are unbearable. When I think of what God has done for me, I don't have any complaints. I woke up this morning, I stepped right out of bed, just started doing what I have to start doing with no problems. Incredible God deserves incredible praise. I love that. I love that song. I love what it means. And yeah. Incredible God. Now let's listen to another one called Jesus is Love. All right? Jesus is Love.
Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know he's mine forever. Ah, in my heart, we've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause he's love and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our heart. Jesus is love. He won't let you down.
Jesus is love. That's right. From an album. That is fantastic. Good Lord. We just love to sing about our love for Jesus. And living up to that takes the entire expectation of one's life. Thank you for coming to the website. Scroll down. I got hundreds of sermons, Bible studies, antidotes. I have critical analysis of false preachers, of who I call the false preacher, and great love for everyone. And I'm glad that you can come to my website on this Mother's Day of 2021. God bless.